More military activity in the South China Sea. According to Fox News, China sent a long-range bomber to patrol the area last week. The Fox report cited two American officials who described the show of force as a message to the incoming Trump administration. While China sent aircraft over the South China Sea before, last week's patrol was by far the longest yet. According to the Fox News report, an H-6 bomber flew along the edge of the so-called nine-dash line, which marks the extent of China's disputed claim to nearly all of the South China Sea and all of the islands in it. The H-6 is the Chinese version of the old Soviet Tu-16 and comes in several versions, some of which can carry nuclear weapons. And the message might have been directed at Hanoi as well as at Washington. Last week, satellite images provided by an American company called Planet Labs showed vessels dredging a new channel at Lad Reef, one of Vietnam's outposts in the Spratly Archipelago. The reef lies beneath the surface at high tide, but houses a lighthouse and a small contingent of troops. Last month, Vietnam also started work to expand nearby Spratly Island, which it's already built up to roughly 55 acres, large enough for a modest 1,000-foot runway. The recent improvement in relations between Beijing and Manila leaves Vietnam as China's most active opponent in the South China Sea. Vietnam currently controls 21 features in the Spratlys, and it's installed rocket artillery capable of striking Chinese bases. In the past 3 years, Chinese engineers have constructed more than 3,000 acres of land atop 7 reefs and shoals complete with ports, barracks, and some with 10,000-foot runways, long enough to accommodate H-6 bombers. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.